Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. The postseason begins tonight for the New England Patriots. The Pats are on the road for a wild card game against the Bills. To get a Buffalo perspective on the matchup at Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park, New York, we turn to Heather Prusak. She covers the Bills as a sports reporter and sports anchor for WIVB-TV in Buffalo. Being as the Pats dominated the Bills for about a generation, and being as the Bills have only recently emerged from an 18-year playoff drought, and being as in the early 1990s, Buffalo made it to the Super Bowl four times in a row and all four times lost, we asked about the current mindset of the Buffalo fans.
People are excited. It's hard not to drive down any street in Western New York and not see some kind of Bills flag or Bills decoration on lawns or hanging up on a house. People are pretty optimistic, but at the same time, while optimistic, they also can be a little nervous because we know the history of the New England Patriots and how much of a thorn in this team's side they've been for decades. So it should be a good one.
Do you get the sense that the players and fans are thrilled that the Bills' opponent is the Patriots to finally vanquish the Pats, or kind of dreading that it's the Patriots?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's an excitement because it's this rivalry game once again. And, you know, you're playing this opponent for the third time in actually just about 6 weeks, which is very unique. So I think that from that perspective, people are excited because if the Bills win, then they can kind of say, we feel like we really have put the past sort of behind us when it comes to the rivalry and the history and everything that the New England Patriots have done to this team and to this fan base. But at the same time, it is a very tough opponent and it brings a lot of challenges. We saw what happened the first time that these two met on that Monday night game when the Patriots won by 4 points. Obviously, the weather was a big factor in that game, but fans and the players and the team, they have a lot of respect for this New England Patriots squad, and they know it's not going to be a cakewalk.
The forecast is calling for some brisk and invigorating temperatures, single digits almost definitely at game time. How much do you think the weather is going to matter in the playing of this game?
There are elements that both teams have to deal with. I think it's going to be whoever can adapt to it the quickest. I really see it more so affecting on the offensive side of the ball. From a Bills perspective, Josh Allen puts a lot of zip on that ball. He's got a cannon of an arm. And for wide receivers or anybody trying to actually catch the ball with it being so chilly, and it might hurt when you've got guys hitting each other and balls bouncing off of your body or, you know, your hands or whatever. So it's just going to be about whoever can just kind of get over that. Earlier in the week, Josh Allen said he thinks that it actually might be a little bit more of a mental barrier than a physical barrier because, you know, sometimes you just build up the elements and the weather conditions so much leading up to kickoff. So really, it's just about whoever can just kind of get over that the quickest.
Heather, what would you say are the keys to the game? From a Bills perspective, what developments might you see as the game gets underway that would make you a little nervous?
They need to get out to a fast start. There are some teams that you can maybe get away with not scoring on your first or second drive. Against the Patriots, they kind of need to follow the same type of script that they had in Foxborough when they won the day after Christmas, the last meeting between these two. The Bills led the entire game, and by them leading all the way, you know, the kind of forced the Patriots offensively to where they had to, you know, throw the ball more. They needed to put a little bit more on Mac Jones' plate, which we know that their recipe for success offensively is their running game, especially with Damian Harris. And that is an area that the Bills defense stopping the run. It's been their Achilles heel this season. And then force the Patriots offense to make Mac Jones throw a little bit more than they probably want him to. I think that bodes well for the Bills defense, especially because, I mean, they have the number one pass defense in the NFL. I think if they can do that and kind of rattle Mac Jones a little bit, maybe force him into some throws that he doesn't want to make, that's been a big key in my mind, because if the Patriots get their running game going, then it's going to be bad news for the Bills, because they've had some trouble giving up some big explosive chunk plays. So, you know, limiting those explosive plays as well. I said the Bills were going to win this one 24-16, just because I think they're riding high right now. They're at home. I think that they've got a lot of momentum on their side, and they're healthy too.
Yeah, off we're going to shuffle off to Buffalo.
Sports journalist for WIVB-TV in Buffalo, Heather Prusak. The Patriots-Bills game kickoff tonight is set for 8:15.
Yeah, go on, do it.